A tax on sugary drinks could save the lives of more than 1,600 Australians a year. This is according to new research from the Obesity Policy Coalition. They say a 20% tax on sugar-sweetened drinks would also raise at least $400 million a year for health initiatives. And that's not all. The report says in the first 25 years of having a sugar tax, there'd be 16,000 fewer cases of type 2 diabetes, 4,400 fewer cases of heart disease, and 1,000 fewer cases of stroke. The UK has just announced they're bringing in a tax on sugary drinks. Should we be doing the same? Should we be looking at this seriously? Jane Martin, Executive Manager of Obesity Policy Coalition, joins us for a brief chat. Jane, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Those numbers are pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think they are, and it's pretty hard to find any other policy that would deliver in the same way and reduce consumption, reduce overweight and obesity, and give us a healthier population.
I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Years and years ago, I had a doctor tell me one day while I was filming a story, and it was unrelated to whatever we were filming, but he made this comment, and it stuck with me ever since. He said, mate, soft drinks will be like the cigarettes of the next generation.
Yep, and I think he was right, and I think we'll look back and say, why didn't we do more about something that is not necessary for anybody, and it's not part of a healthy diet, and we know these drinks contribute to overweight and obesity, and we didn't model tooth decay, but that's a huge problem and starts, you know, in very young children, and a huge cost to the community as well. So, this is a very big issue. The largest source of added sugar in our diet is from sugary drinks, so we really need to look at what can be done to reduce consumption.
Once upon a time, it was a bit of a luxury, but these days, sadly for a lot of kids, it's the norm. And I sometimes have a look at some kids and really, really young children, and they're drinking those big 600ml bottles. And I've met some of them who say, oh, yeah, I have two of these a day. And you just think, no, what are you doing?
Yeah, and if you're drinking something like Coke, it's got caffeine in it as well, which is also, you know, reinforcing. And the irony is that these drinks have got cheaper because there used to be a 30% wholesale sales tax on sugary drinks, so they became cheaper when the GST came in because there was, in fact, a smaller tax put on and a bigger tax taken off.
Mm. Do you ever lash out and have a black doctor?
Look, I try not to because I'm just worried what my kids will tell their friends.
You're not going to believe what my mum does at home when no one's watching.
Oh, yeah, well, mums, we are a little bit naughty at times.
All right. Well, look, I honestly think I'm a bit reluctant when it comes to sugar taxes and things like that, but, you know, I've just seen too much of it, and I've seen too many kids with these things attached to their face on a daily basis. And I think if we can get people from using it as a regular drink to something that they only have once in a while, and we know that price points are central to that, that's the way to change our thinking when we introduce the hip pocket or the wallet. I think it's worth looking at, particularly for sugary drinks. I think a sugar tax in general probably is that extra step further on. But I think the UK got it right when they said, righto, let's start with the drinks.
Yeah, that's right. And it's what the World Health Organization has recently recommended as a key strategy to address childhood obesity. And it's not the only thing that needs to be done. But as you say, price is a very important driver of decisions. And these kinds of drinks are often discounted in the supermarket. At the moment, there's a special on $3 for, you know, a 2-litre bottle of Coca-Cola. And they're very heavily consumed, particularly by young people who are very price sensitive.
Thanks so much for your time, Jane. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Ben.
Jane Martin, Executive Manager of the Obesity Policy Coalition.